Always having dirt to play around in. Gary, you can find the songs that are so appropriate for these shows. Thank you.
And that leads to the lyrics of that song, Misconception That Pigs Are Dirty.
Right. They're actually supposedly one of the cleanest animals, but I still have a hard time figuring that one out, especially because they're always rolling in the mud if they're in one of your smaller farms where they're. But today, and that's one of the segments that we thought we'd share, is the We Care program that the pork industry has instituted, highlighting a lot of the humane care and high quality in settings and environments that our pigs live in today. If you went up to Smithfield and you saw their barns, they're in these climate-controlled, environmentally controlled, air-conditioned barns. In fact, I think some of those pigs are living better than us, because I don't have a nutritionist that tells me how to eat. I have to figure that out for myself. But, Tom, you can tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, there's the old myth that pigs like to lay around in mud, and that's, well, it's just not true anymore.
That was to control body temperature.
Yeah, they don't mainly have they would, when you, like when I grew up in Iowa, a lot of people had them outside, and they did that to keep cool. But I use the analogy, if you had a great big, if this room was three times as big and you had 25 pigs in it, and their feeders were on one end and drinkers were on the there, they would not be relieving themselves around that feeder. They'd be at the other end of the pen.
So that's why they're considered
very clean if you give them a chance. Today most of the commercial farms are environmentally controlled, especially in the Midwest where you've got hot weather and cold weather, and they have to alternate between them. But the other thing, too, is all the pens in these barns are on floors that the droppings fall into a collection area, and that keeps the pens clean. And it's just, you know, you walk into these barns, and it's just a clean environment. And when the babies are born, they're in pens that are very clean, and there's places for the babies to sleep where they're, you know, away from their mothers, because some of them, the mothers are careless. And so it's just the way these pigs are taken care of today is it's totally different than the concept that a lot of people have. And as my presidency was winding down back in 88, we were coming up with what we called at that time a pork quality assurance program, which was to promote producing quality animals the right way. And that's evolved into what they call now the We Care program. And it's been 10 years. And I'll just read off the six criteria on that program for producers. So I won't get them wrong. I'm going to read them. It's to produce safe food, protect and promote animal well-being, ensure practices to protect public health, safeguard natural resources in all of their practices, and provide a work environment that is safe and contribute to a better quality of life in their communities. And that's the people that have signed on to this program, which I think there's 70-some thousand producers that are in this program now, and the whole idea is to try to communicate with the consuming public that the pigs are being produced in the correct way. You know, I get people say, oh, they feed them a lot of hormones and antibiotics, and that's not true. They don't get any hormones. Pigs do not get any hormones, period. And the antibiotics now, we've signed on with, not signed on, but agreed with the USDA that the limited amount of antibiotics in feed is mainly just babies that are just weaned, and they just have a little bit in there to kind of help them get over that stress, and then they're withdrawn. They don't get fed any of that later on in life unless they get sick. But you know, you try to you want the public to be confident that they're getting a safe, healthy, and nutritious product. And that's what this is all about. And it's starting to really take hold. And the practice this year is to try to really get out and promote this to the public more than we have. But I can tell you, I know a lot of producers from all over the country because I still travel back and forth to different meetings. And every one of them are that's their whole aim in life is to produce their product like this. And if you stop and think about it, if you're raising them on a commercial basis, that doesn't make sense not to. You know, you want your animals safe. You want them in a good environment. You want them fed correctly. You want them taken. You want them the treatment of them to be well. Because why would you mistreat something that you're raising to make a living? In my years of production, I had a couple of employees that I caught mistreating animals and
got rid of them.
I got rid of them. One of them, I moved him to a different job because he had a family.